Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Hebrews chapter 1, verses 3 and 8. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful Word. After He had provided purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. About the Son, He says, "Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever, and righteousness will be the scepter of your kingdom." A Golden Jubilee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. After ruling England for over 70 years, Queen Elizabeth II passed away on September 8, 2022. In the days following her death, there were many of stories that highlighted her kindness. With tears in their eyes, common English folks recounted the compassion that the Queen had shown to them during some bad time in their lives. Whether it was presenting flowers to grieving parents of a school bombing, or visiting a man who acted heroically during a fire, every person seemed to have a story of how kind the Queen was. They wanted their story to be heard and shared. 70 years is a long time to live, let alone rule a country. The term Silver Jubilee was even coined to describe the Queen's record-breaking reign. In a way, Christmas celebrates the record-breaking arrival of a king whom we dearly love and serve. This king didn't just rule a country for 70 years. Our Bible reading says, "Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever, and righteousness will be the scepter of your kingdom." The one who made the universe also rules the universe. Our king did so much more than offer condolences or flowers to his hurting people. He offered himself to save us. He loved us so much, he entered our sin-sick world, was born of a woman, lived life in a carpenter's house, a perfect life, and at the end gave up his life to pay for our debt and free us from sin and shame. But the king rose again so that we, his people, will live with him in his heavenly palace forever. After our king won salvation for his people, he didn't abdicate the throne and forget about his people. Our king sustains us, not with bread and games, but with his powerful word. At this very moment, he is ruling and reigning at the right hand of God for us. When we die and go to heaven, we will inherit a crown of life and begin a golden jubilee that will last forever, thanks to our King, Jesus. We pray to our King. O King of Heaven, we praise you for so many reasons. Thank you for our government that you have established for the good of your people. Please end any dishonesty that may occur in it. Point us ahead to the sweet and blessed country of heaven that our eager hearts expect. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.